The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Harold Reynolds joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Harold, always a pleasure having you on the show. I know you don't have a lot of time. You're headed on the road leaving Atlanta, but thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on. What a day yesterday. I know the game wasn't what everybody liked to be the final result, but the morning and leading up to the game to honor Hank Aaron was absolutely amazing.
Hey, Harold, do you think you know five guys personally who've had a more fascinating life than Dusty Baker, though?
No. Dusty's had the life, hasn't he? He's in the it's incredible when you go through and you look at the moments that he's been able to witness and be a part of. Absolutely incredible.
I was trying to tell everybody here. Everybody's like, oh, he looks great. I was like, yeah, because first of all, he had the 100-pound thing taken off his back when he won the World Series. And he's so legitimately cool. Most people who are cool, they age quite gracefully.
That's true. There's a special swag or candor about Dusty. I can't even remember all the different moments. I mean, he's on the on-deck circle. Hank Aaron at 7:15. He's in the dugout. He's the first guy who ever high-fived somebody in baseball, him and Glenn Burke. I mean, there's so many moments that Dusty's been a part of when you look at baseball.
And some of the good and some of the bad. He's on the Dodgers when Reggie hits the three home runs. He's a part of the Bartman game. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And thankfully, he goes out on top as he gets that World Series with the Astros.
Absolutely. And it was great and fitting for him to get that. And I really believe he's a Hall of Fame manager. I think he'll be heading into Cooperstown before you know it.
Harold Reynolds with us from the MLB Network on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Talk about what that experience was like, being out there and soaking that all in last night.
Well, it was just, it started with the morning. We had the ceremony over at the museum that unveiled the More Than a Brave, the Hank Aaron the salute they got over there, and his tribute they have at the museum. And just all the people that showed up for that banquet, and then to the stadium. And just the way people revere Hank Aaron is so well-deserved. I think the Braves do above and beyond what other teams do. It's just a very special and unique organization. Terry McGuirk is the leader of that, the chairman, and what he's built, cemented, the people they put around it with Derek Schiller and the whole crew and on to the field. They do such an amazing job, and the fan base follows, and it's just really one of the special places in the country.
I am not saying this to be disparaging to somebody else, but here's the difference. Hank Aaron would never demand that he be introduced as the greatest living ball player at every event he went to. He could have had the right to, but he was not going to go down that road at any point.
No, never. That's not Hank. That wasn't who he was, and he'll never be remembered that way. One of the most humble people I've ever met in my life. And I guess somebody said it best. You wouldn't know if he was Hank Aaron or just your grandfather going to a game. He was just that humble.
So the game goes on, as we all know. What are your thoughts on the arm injuries, including Spencer Strider's?
Well, it's tough to see. I mean, we've had this epidemic, I think, for a number of years. I know a lot of people are talking about pitch timers and everything else. I think it's way greater than a pitch clock. We've been watching the Tommy John thing for the last 20 years. I think it's chasing velocity. I think it's overthrowing. I think it starts at youth level and it just filters all the way up to the big leagues. If you look at most of the pitchers that are being drafted and signed are coming through the travel ball industry. They're throwing all year round, and I'm not surprised that when they get to college or major league level that they're starting to blow out.
I'm a capitalist. But I think if I ran a team, owned a team, if I was the guy who was responsible for the 1st and the 15th of the month, I got to put more incentives in pitching deals. I can't have it be the way that it's gone, because it just feels like the kick in the groin is one thing. The financial kick in the groin becomes another one if this thing goes awry.
Well, I mean, even if you watch women's softball, it all starts in the circle. I mean, it's the circle, it's the mound. Those are the guys are going to win games for you. I just feel like we've had a runaway train in baseball. Somewhere along the way, we have not chased the fact that we want starters to go deeper into games. Everybody's got to throw every pitch, max effort. We just got away from pitching and started throwing and then tried to incorporate the two. Even the winter workouts, you have to have time off. And I think there's a solution to how we train and how we condition. And hopefully at the end of the day, that's what we figure out. Pitchers are going to get paid. They get the ball. They win games. And you don't win championships without them. That's just the way it's going to be. And it's going to be top players, pitchers and all the top players. You're going to get paid.
Are you surprised we don't see the, I don't know, maybe it's happening someplace in America. Is somebody trying to throw a knuckleball anyplace in Iowa today?
I hope so. We had a number of them. We used to. I still think there's a couple guys hanging on trying to throw it every now and then. But we're not going to see Phil Niekro every day, or that's his main pitch, or Joe Niekro, or any of those guys. Charlie Huff, that was their craft. That's what they did. I don't know if we'll see another knuckleballer.
Harold Reynolds with us for a couple of more minutes from the MLB Network. So because of the injury to Strider, we talked about the possibility of Trevor Bauer coming to the Braves. Do you think he gets another shot, and are you surprised that he's not in baseball yet?
I won't be surprised if somebody gives him a shot. That's one thing that with the commissioner's office and following what Rob Manfred does, he punishes, but he moves on. You know, he doesn't hold somebody in punishment. And usually a lot of guys bounce back, so we'll see. I'm not sure what's going to happen. That's up to, you know, the 30 owners if they want to sign Trevor Bauer or not. I know he's been throwing and doing a lot of different things, but there's a lot more that goes into signing a guy, and I'm not in that decision-making process, but I would not be surprised if someone signed him.
Harold, is there a general manager or manager in your career that was a little bit more inclusive in terms of having conversations like that? Maybe you're thinking about a guy in free agency, thinking about a trade. You go to the veteran committee. Have you been around a guy in baseball who sort of took that approach?
Yeah, I mean, I had a number of general managers that when you get to a certain, I won't even say status, I'll say age, I'll say experience, or they'll call you in and ask you your opinion, kind of on the leadership ladder of the club, see how it might affect the clubhouse, see how do intel through players. Players know players way better than management maybe knows players or how somebody might fit in. And so, yeah, I've been in a number of those conversations before in the past.
Give me the one guy. We were watching something the other day, and it was plays at second base. Do you have a I got knocked into the outfield moment in your career?
I think if you played when we played, everybody got hit. I got a couple that come immediately to mind. B.J. Surhoff hit me in spring training one time on a double play, and I was like, I'll never get hit like that again. I had Dan Glavin slide in and take me out in the game, and the difference was Chili Davis slid in hard on me one time, and I looked for Chili for 7 years. Every time he was up first, I'm like, get the ball to me, because I'm going to sit him down. I'm going to drill him when he's coming in, you know. And so we use the drop-down throw as a defense mechanism right. To protect yourself. But the rules have changed so much now, and I think the reason guys get hit, you know, we saw the Jeff McNeil blow up early in the season with Reese Hoskins, and I think it's a shock to guys when they get hit. You know, I look at it totally different. That wasn't that bad of a slide. The umpires ruled it that way. Major League Baseball reviewed it. They didn't say, you know, it was a bad slide. But if you're playing today, you're not anticipating getting hit. So when you get hit, it's almost a shock to the system. And I can't fault today's players. It's more the rules that they play under. You know, you gotta still, I believe, every time you get the ball, you gotta anticipate getting hit. You gotta get up in the air. Even if the rules say he can't hit you, you gotta be ready. Just like a quarterback drops back, the rules say don't touch him, but they better be ready to get hit. You know, and so that's kind of where we're at in today's sports. I understand it. I know people want to protect players, but the players have to also be in the mindset that I may get hit even though the rules protect me. And if that is the case, then I think you avoid injury a lot easier.
All right. I know the strike zone box. Some people tell you, well, it's when it crosses a plate. It's a one-dimensional thing. Do you believe in the box itself? Most times you'd be able to tell from center field ball
or
strike.
I hate the box.
Okay.
I hate watching it.
Okay.
And
so
it's arbitrary. It's based on each individual, and
right.
It depends on what ballpark you're in as well.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But my question would be, there was a moment, and this is not crying, Max Fried got screwed in a called third strike. Do you think there's ever a place for maybe a challenge flag or two on a third strike call? Or no, should we just not even go down this road?
That's a tough one because we're doing it in the minor leagues. And we're testing a lot of those things in the minor leagues. We being Major League Baseball is testing those things. You know, they're playing a challenge system in minor league baseball. You're able to do that. I managed the futures game last year, and we had that in the futures game. So our directive, we only had two challenges in the game. So my directive was like, hey, the challenge has to come from the bench. You know, so sure enough, first inning, one of our kids takes a high fastball for strike three, and he challenges it. We're yelling from the bench, no! So one down. You know, and so you got another, you know, seven innings to play. We're playing a seven-inning game where you don't have the challenge system. So we're seeing it. So would that happen someday in Major League Baseball? Again, I would not be surprised because they're working on perfecting a lot of these rules. And the younger the players are, the further we're moving it with the new rules. That's what they're playing under in the minor league system. That's why the pitch clock and the pitch timer has not been a problem for younger players. They play under it in the minor leagues. You know, they tested that with 8,000 games in the minors. So all these guys that are coming up, all your young players getting to the big leagues, they played under that system. They're used to being in the box in 7 seconds, and they're used to, you know, a pitcher delivering a pitch in 15 seconds. And they're the ones that are staying healthy. It's the veteran guys that are struggling a little bit with the pitch timer. So as we get older and you flush out all the veteran guys and all these new things that are so foreign to somebody like myself, they're used to playing under it. That's just the way things have developed. Our kids are used to being able to text and tweet and do all the things on cell phone. I didn't grow up with it. You know, so just like society – is changing with the times, so are the sports.
Well, Harold, we know we got to run, and we appreciate the time. Hopefully we can do it again really, really soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Harold Reynolds traveling. He was in town last night for Hank Aaron Night with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line from MLB Tonight.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.